the short attention span philosopher. Today, three from A Funny Thing Happened on My Way to the Grave by comedy writer Jack Douglas. Jack Douglas is someone I've actually met. Lynbrook, when we lived there, was quite rural, and there was not much excitement. About the only fun we had was watching railroad crossing accidents. Railroad crossing accidents to Long Islanders were like barn raisings to Pennsylvanians. They brought the whole community together at least once a week, and sometimes oftener in Lynbrook, because Lynbrook was happily situated astride two branch lines. And if you were personally involved in one of these spectaculars, you had a choice of meeting your maker by steam train on the Babylon branch, or electric on the Long Beach branch, or both if the stars were right. Of course, now people no longer need the Long Island Railroad to get killed. They have each other. And next, there was an enormous roadhouse in Culver City called the Cotton Club, and it was run by a very suave individual by the name of Frank Sebastian. He was really an old smoothie. No matter what night of the week it was or what season, Lent included, there were always hundreds of cars parked around the place, giving the impression when you drove by that the place was jammed. However, in the daytime, when the place wasn't even open, the parking lot was still crowded. Sebastian would buy wrecked cars and stash them all over to give the capacity business impression. But that's Culver City for you, all tinsel and make-believe. And finally, Christmas Eve started out happily enough, except for one thing. The house was on fire, but we didn't know it. Lionel Barrymore, a neighbor and godfather of my son, had stopped by on his way home from MGM, where he was at the time making a series of Dr. Kildare pictures, or, as he called them, bedpan operas. It was rather exhausting when Barrymore stopped by, because he could always only stay a minute and refused to get out of his station wagon because of his physical condition. One of his legs wasn't so good. But although he could only stay a minute and wasn't supposed to drink, he would never refuse a martini. I always drank with him, but I had to stand at the side of the car while he was comfortably sitting at the wheel. That's why I said it was exhausting, but only for me. In those days, I never counted the martinis, so I have no way of telling how many we had. But it was quite dark when Lionel decided to head for home, which was a ranch some 5 or 6 miles away at the end of a rather treacherous bit of road, which at one point ran through an extremely capricious stream. Sometimes it was a babbling brook, and at other times it was Niagara. When Lionel left, I said a little prayer that tonight it would be a babbling brook, because no matter what, he would always drive through it as if he were escaping from Egypt with Pharaoh tailgating him. One rainy night, he sat midstream in his station wagon with water up to his shoulders, until some boy scout who happened to be driving a tractor came by and pulled him out. The scout got a special merit badge for salvage.